So if you're a beer drinker, maybe you're picking up a six-pack when you run to the grocery store, but local bars and tap rooms are not seeing much traffic these days. That shift could spell doom for thousands of small breweries, but as Frank Morris from member station KCUR reports, the industry is putting up a fight.
The good news for brewers is that Americans are still drinking lots of beer. At Boulevard Brewing in Kansas City, cans and bottles of ale, IPA, stout, and pilsner are flying off the line at 850 per minute.
Staying pretty busy, yep. Sales of bottled and canned beers are up.
Boulevard President Jeff Crum says that, like other big craft brewers, his company sells most of its beer in stores, but still relies heavily on bar and restaurant sales.
And of course, almost overnight in mid-March, that 36% of our business went to very nearly zero and remains there today.
But while that drop-off wounded bigger craft breweries, it's killing some small ones. At Border Brewing in Kansas City, owner Eric Martins made virtually all of his money selling beer by the glass to customers packed into his small tap room.
Such a whirlwind, but it was like one day we thought, well, maybe we'll have to close, and the next day we were ordering cans and pushing tables aside and closing. We're closed and we're totally changing the way that we're doing our business.
Now, with the taproom closed, Martins is canning all his beer by hand. Not 850 cans per minute, but more like one can per minute. And after he fills, seals, and rinses a can, he hands it over to Jessica Bloom, waiting with stickers and a Sharpie to label it. This goes on for 12 hours at a stretch, just to keep a trickle of revenue.
To be honest, the first week or so after we switched over to just doing carryout and delivery, I had some regulars coming in to pick up beer, and it made me cry. It was just so sweet. You know, they still want to be here for us and support us.
Devotion. Small breweries practically bank on it. But these days, it's not paying the bills.
There wasn't enough for us to be able to sustain ourselves.
Dan Watson closed Cleophas Quealy Beer Company in the Bay Area this March after 5 years of watching the competition mushroom.
There's so many other breweries also selling beer these days.
More than 8,000 U.S. breweries. Most have sprung up in the last 5 years. Brewers Association economist Bart Watson says the pandemic wrecked far and away the most profitable part of their businesses, selling beer by the glass to crowds of people.
The 6-foot economy is going to be something that on-premise hospitality businesses struggle with. If social distancing measures extend, or if, you know, after they're relaxed, consumers just don't come back to the on-premise right away, you could see a significant percentage of the nation's smallest brewers close.
So breweries are getting creative. At Crane Brewing Company in Raytown, Missouri, owner Chris Myers is using his equipment to can beer for a competing brewery. That brewery, in turn, is hosting big weekend drive-through sales events with dozens of local beer makers offering fresh brew that's not sold in stores. Some brewers are also making hand sanitizers. Others, like Chris Beyer at Strange Days Brewing, are marketing stuff produced by other local merchants.
Our customers love it. They can get a meal that's for two people. They get a 4-pack or more if they want. They can get a pint of ice cream or two if they want that, and a board game as well, and take it home with them.
Brewers hope these new business models, built to survive now, will outlast the pandemic. It's just that many small breweries probably won't. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.